In Southeast Washington today, volunteers and D.C. police teamed up to take on an enormous pile of tires on national park land. Officials say it was one of the largest illegal tire dumps in memory. And as WAMU environment reporter Jacob Fenston tells us, they've spent weeks tracking the culprit.
Last month, Julie Lawson got a phone call from an officer on the Environmental Crimes Unit of the D.C. Police Department.
He said, "We found what he called a metric crap ton of tires behind an apartment building in Ward 7.
Lawson is director of the mayor's office of the Clean City. A metric crap ton is equal to roughly 1,000 tires. It's not unusual to see illegal dumping in parks around the city, but this...
I haven't seen this many tires before. We obviously misjudged the size of the dumpster that we would need to remove them.
Volunteers and police spent hours removing tires from a forested hillside here by Fort DuPont Park. Here's volunteer Deb Jackson.
It was like a fire line almost, where we just did a line of people and just rolled the tires right on out and down this hill and to stack them up in a dumpster, and then when the dumpster got filled, they just stacked them up in the grass.
Jackson is a furloughed federal employee. She works for the Department of Agriculture. Her clothes are covered with mud and tire gunk, and it's freezing and windy, but she's having fun.
This was good to do. Otherwise, you know, I'd be sitting at home cleaning my house.
To figure out who was dumping all these tires, D.C. police set up secret cameras and got tips from neighbors. Today, police finally identified a suspect, 56-year-old Darren McDonald. Police Chief Peter Newsham says the suspect used a stolen U-Haul to load up tires and dump them here.
Someone at the end of the day is cutting corners. Someone who's trying to get rid of trash will use an unlicensed hauler to do it. And this is the result. You have, you know, 1,000 tires in somebody's community.
After several hours of rolling tires, one of the volunteers called out.
Hey, last tire coming.
After the last tire rolled by, police took a photo, the chief and the whole crowd smiling in front of the tires. Soon, they'll be picked up and taken to be recycled. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.